So here we go.
Up on a pedelec, for the first time actually, it's kind of like the first time you ride a normal bike, that last push from your dad and whoa, you're away.
I like this, you get a kick from this, this thing.
Exactly.
Riding next to me is Uday Dervish, who owns a franchise of the Velorbis designer bicycle shop.
10% of our bike sale is electric.
What kind of people buy them?
Electric bike, it's sold to mostly people who have long distance from home to work,
right,
or people who have some issues with their knees or their health, that they need some extra help with their bike.
Ignoring advice from the Danish Accident Investigation Board about the dangers, last summer Denmark made it legal to ride these souped-up cycles on dedicated cycleways. Now, if you're pottering along in a cycle lane, a silent and fast machine may very well be about to swish past you. You're well advised not to make any sudden, unannounced changes, of course. James Tome, an urban planner who works for Copenhagen Eyes, a company that helps towns become more bicycle-friendly, believes the government has made a mistake.
I think it's a bit foolish. You've seen opposition to this decision from cycling advocacy groups and also safety groups as well. And what you get in the end is something that doesn't please anybody. You have the traditional cyclists on the road that are getting annoyed by these faster cyclists passing them and sort of, you know, overtaking them at alarming speeds. But then you also have the drivers who all of a sudden there's a new vehicle in the equation that's traveling at a much faster speed, and a speed they're not really used to looking out for. They're expecting somebody that's traveling around 16, 17, 18 kilometers per hour. But if somebody's all of a sudden coming in at 30 kilometers per hour on one of these e-bikes, they're coming in much faster than the motorist would expect, making an opportunity for a collision or a conflict.
Hello.
Foolish, eh? I go to meet the person who took the decision.
Minister.
Hello.
Pleased to meet you.
Welcome.
Hi. Thank you very much.
Minister for Transport, Ole Birk Olesen.
A speed pedelec costs 30,000-40,000 Danish kroner, something like 5,000 euro or something. And I do not think that it's a thing for young people with small means. If people buy a speed pedelec, then it's because they have to drive every day for work 20 or 30 kilometers away from home. And they want to try this as an alternative to using a car or using the train. Responsible adult people who usually can ride a bike without causing accidents. So I think the people wanting this bike cause less accidents than people on average.
And what do Copenhagen cyclists think?
I don't think it's a problem. In Copenhagen, you can come easily around with a bike, and e-bikes are getting very popular and can be used for the local transportation. And it's electronic and saves the environment.
Many older people use them, and I'm kind of a little worried about that, because there is a lot, but there is power in this bicycle, and if you're not careful, it can go wrong. You have to focus. And I did actually, when I borrowed my sister's bike, I did actually kind of go a little bit faster than I normally would, and you know, just fresh.
So I'd say you were a little more dangerous.
Maybe a little bit, yes.
Olsen points out that mopeds were already allowed in Denmark's often very wide cycle lanes, so motorists are used to different kinds of two-wheeler coming up on their inside. But as a member of the Liberal Alliance Party, he is predisposed to allow things that others would ban. Since securing the backing of Parliament to saying yes to pedelecs, he's also allowed electric kick scooters, hoverboards, and all the other newfangled yuppie-ish means of conveyance into the cycle lanes. It all sounds like it might end up as a bit of a mess, but the Danes are a responsible, grown-up lot. Perhaps it'll all go fine. John Lawrenson, DW, Copenhagen.